Hi, I'm Meg Van Lohuizen. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Valencia orange growers say a trifecta of difficulties are holding back a top-quality crop as demand for the fruit rebounds. A shortage in workers and an increase in freight prices is making it harder to get fruit onto supermarket shelves, while growers in the Riverina are assessing crops after a recent hailstorm. I caught up with Griffith Citrus Growers Chairman Vito Mancini to see how the season is going.
Oh, look, it feels like we've had everything thrown to us this year. It's going from last year, which was an exceptional year for citrus. We had high demands and high quality. Moving to this year now, we've got labour shortages, we've got hail events and rain events, we've got a declining demand. It's turned all around for us in 12 months. It's been quite challenging, actually.
You've faced some staff shortages as well?
We scraped through last year just with the skin of our teeth sort of way there. But this year now, I think a lot of the backpackers who were here in 2020-21 have probably returned home, and we're really facing some chronic shortages out here in the bush. Just hard to get people come down here to come and do some work. And some of the price I'm hearing people are getting paid for quite simple tasks up in the cities making it pretty uncompetitive as well.
Have you seen a dip in the demand for Valencia oranges, or are you expecting that to pick back up again?
There's been a dip since springtime and early summer. It looks like there's demand building now. I think people, look, in my opinion, I think a lot of people back in 2021 prior to the vaccine were looking at trying to eat healthy and trying to stay healthy, eating vitamin C and so forth. I think since the vaccines, people have took a back step with keeping healthy and relying on the vaccine to do things. And I think now with this Omicron and people realising the vaccines aren't as effective as what they should be on this sort of strain, people are now looking to get back to eating healthy and exercising again. So we are seeing a little bit of a pickup in demand, but trying to get fruit off the trees into the shops is now becoming challenging for us.
Now, obviously, even if you do have the fruit and the demand, getting it to where it needs to be is proving a challenge at the moment.
Look, it's across all sectors. So pickers, there's shortages. There's in the packhouses, there's shortages. Transport's become a nightmare. Like, I don't know how many times I've had my freight cut back in the last 6 weeks, 8 weeks. So it's becoming drastic issues everywhere at the moment. And I don't know, if we get over the peak, as they keep talking with these cases, hopefully things do get back to a new sense of normal. But at the moment, we're trying to fight everything on all fronts.
And you have obviously had some hailstorms recently. Tell me, what's the damage of that?
Yeah, look, we've had hail that I've never seen in this region in my 20-something years. It's, we had up to 50-millimetre hail, which was quite jagged as well. So it punctured a lot of fruit. I've seen ripe fruit being sliced in half with this hail. And the crop that we're setting for next year becoming severely damaged and unmarketable. So I'd expect in the citrus side of things being upwards of a few million dollars, probably into $10 million of damage. But in this region here, we're quite substantial wine grape and prune growing here as well. And those guys there have had it even worse than us. I'd say definitely in the tens of millions of dollars of damage in their industries as well.
So tell me, from this damage, should we expect shortages of oranges, citrus fruit in general, over the next couple of seasons?
So at the moment, we're picking Valencias, which are the ones that are ripe at the moment. The navels are still quite small on the tree, so they're only sitting about 40 or 50 millimetre in size, and they're quite hard. So what I'm going to expect is there's going to be a lot of marked fruit around. There's going to be enough fruit, but I don't think we should be expecting to have that perfect blemish-free orange in the market a lot this year. So I think we're going to have a lot of fruit that's going to have some small marks. They're going to be as tasty as always, but just cosmetically they're going to be not as perfect as what they should have been.
Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can send me an email, ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Meg Van Lohuizen. Have a great day.